And welcome back to the Snowflake Snow Pro Core Certification In-Depth Training Podcast. This is episode 58, and I'm your host, Yakub Abdul Hakim from BrightFlux, coming at you as a certified Snowflake user. Today, we're diving deep into a critical topic for anyone looking to master Snowflake, understanding the create pipe command. This episode is not just a training session, it's a comprehensive guide to ensuring you have the knowledge and skills to successfully use this command and pass your exam. What is the create pipe command, you ask? It's a command in Snowflake that allows users to create a continuous data pipeline. This is pivotal for automatically loading streaming data into Snowflake tables, but it's not just about creating a pipe. It's about understanding how to effectively use it to optimize your data workflows. First off, let's cover the syntax of the create pipe command. The syntax lays down the foundation of how to use this command effectively. The create pipe command isn't overly complex, but it has its nuances. The basic syntax goes like this: create or replace pipe, auto ingest, as true, false, as copy into from file format, as format name, question, copy options, as copy option name, details, option, value. The auto ingest option is particularly noteworthy. Setting this to true enables Snowflake to automatically start ingesting data into your target table as soon as it's available in the source location. This is where the magic happens, enabling real-time data processing and analysis. Next, let's talk about how the create pipe command integrates with Snowflake's overall architecture. Using this command effectively means understanding Snowflake's storage and compute layers, as well as how data ingestion works within the platform. This understanding is crucial for anyone aiming to pass the Snowflake Snow Pro Core certification. One should also be aware of best practices when using the create pipe command. For instance, using the copy into statement wisely and ensuring you have specified the correct file format and copy options to match your data ingestion needs. Another critical aspect of using the create pipe command is monitoring. Snowflake provides tools and features for monitoring the performance of your pipes, including checking the load history table to see how your data loading operations are performing. Lastly, for those preparing for the exam, remember, understanding the use cases and limitations of the create pipe command is just as important as knowing how to create one. Ask yourself, when is it appropriate to use a pipe? What data sources and formats can I use? What are the common pitfalls? I hope this episode sheds enough light on the create pipe command to help you on your certification journey. Remember, mastering Snowflake is about understanding the details and nuances of its features and commands. Stay curious, keep learning, and good luck with your exam. That's all for today's episode. I'm Yakub Abdul Hakim, wishing you success in your Snowflake journey.